With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal over a Jeffrey Epstein story.
President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on Donald Trump's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit seeks at least $10 billion in damages. Trump promised a lawsuit after the Wall Street Journal described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper says bore Trump's name and was included in a 2003 album for Epstein's 50th birthday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House has passed a major cryptocurrency bill with bipartisan support.
The House voted 294 to 134 Thursday to pass a second broad crypto market structure bill that would now go to the Senate. 78 Democrats voted with Republicans to advance the legislation known as the Clarity Act, a blowout showing of bipartisan support that beat expectations. After the vote, Majority Whip Tom Emmer spoke with reporters.
Together, these three pieces of legislation set the stage for growth, innovation, and prosperity right here in the United States of America.
Brian Stiles of Wisconsin said Republicans came through.
Time and time again, the House Republican conference is underestimated and we overdeliver.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
An explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility killed three veteran deputies from the arson and explosive unit. Sheriff Robert Luna said it was the department's worst loss of life since 1857. The blast occurred around 7:30 Friday morning. They're investigating, and the Luna department says the scene took over 4 hours to secure. The deputies were described as highly trained experts. Top church leaders have visited Gaza after its only Catholic church was struck by an Israeli shell the day before. The attack Thursday killed three people and wounded 10, including a priest who had developed a close friendship with the late Pope Francis. This is SRN News. A Christian bookstore takes Colorado to court. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The state has a law that requires people to address others by their preferred pronouns, even if they don't fit the person's actual biological sex. That's a problem for the Christian owners of born-again used books in Colorado Springs, and they have retained Alliance Defending Freedom for their lawsuit. ADF spokesman Hal Frampton says, quote, "The state cannot compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's wide-ranging budget bill just passed by Congress seeks to defund Planned Parenthood, but other abortion businesses are targeted as well. Autumn Christensen of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's about any big business or network that performs abortions. Taxpayers should never be forced to prop up an industry that profits from ending human lives. Maine Family Planning, which operates 18 clinics, filed a suit against the Trump administration as well. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana says he hopes to have corporate sponsors of NPR follow the lead of Congress in pressuring the broadcaster to end its pursuit of a liberal agenda.
Like we're seeing right now in corporate America, they're starting to dismantle their DEI programs and their woke agendas to bring it back to original mission, which is looking out for shareholders and doing the right thing for their businesses and not placating the radical left.
Dane simply wants fair coverage of the issues.
That they should also tell PBS and NPR, please depoliticize, move this thing back the middle, be providing information, not editorial comments of what's going on in the world, and worse than that, promoting a left agenda.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America that would connect the East and West coasts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.